It's time now for How You Built That. And today's story starts with a recipe.
Black pepper essential oil, kelobo tea, sea buckthorn tea, Greek mountain tea.
This is Erica Foyt. She lives in Livermore, Colorado with her husband, Jason.
Sea salt, cloves, peppercorn, arrowroot, elderflower.
And all of these ingredients, they all go into a natural deodorant that Jason and Erica make and sell. It's called pit liquor. Emphasis on the liquor.
Vodka, whiskey.
Vodka and whiskey are, in fact, the key ingredients in pit liquor deodorant. Because, like most spirits, they can actually kill the bacteria that make us smell bad.
But beyond that, whiskey has tannins in it, which are antibacterial in and of themselves. And then it's something that's fun.
Anyway, all of this came about a few years ago when Erica was pregnant, and she was looking for a natural deodorant that would work without making her break out. And so Jason decided to see if he could make some, even though he had absolutely no experience in deodorant. Like, his day job was in IT.
I actually spent a lot of time reading textbooks on deodorant and on armpits.
Whole textbooks?
Yes, there are actually textbooks on armpits.
So all throughout 2016, Jason was trying to find the perfect blend to fight BO, mixing vodka and whiskey and essential oils and black tea, and then storing these concoctions in mason jars around the house. And he tested all of them out on Erica.
He stopped showering his armpits. He stopped washing them. And he would come to me and say, I sprayed St. John's wort and vodka on this armpit, and I have juniper berries and this weird tea from China on this other armpit. And I want you to smell them and tell me which smells better.
And can I just say here that on this show, we've talked to a lot of founders who are also married couples, but this is like a whole new level of collaboration.
If you've ever stuck your nose in an armpit, you don't have good expectations. And I finally got sick of smelling and said, look, I think you have a winner. Please stop. I'm done. I'm tired.
And it turns out Jason really did have a winner. A mix of tea and vodka and whiskey and essential oils that worked really well for him and Erica. But what about everybody else?
So we reached out to our friends on Facebook and said, hey, anyone want to try a natural deodorant that we've formulated?
And their friends signed up. They tried it, they liked it, word started to spread, and Erica and Jason kicked it into high gear. They raised a little bit of money and they started to ramp up production of the deodorant. But then customers began to complain about something the couple had not anticipated.
They were really angry with these white spray caps that we had. Like, people were telling us that when they sprayed the cap, the alcohol was just spewing up around their finger in like a fountain. It looked like Old Faithful.
So Erica and Jason tried different caps, but they kept clogging or breaking.
It basically leads us to a place where we're sending out free caps and free bottles of deodorant, new bottles, and we basically just hemorrhaged money.
After a frantic search, Erica and Jason eventually found a cap that was sturdy enough to deliver the deodorant, but the bottle cap crisis almost sank the company.
It seems like it's almost like falling down Alice's rabbit hole in Alice in Wonderland, because it's just so incredibly deep and there's so much to do.
It's scary, it's terrifying, but the bottom line is it's a blast.
Pit Liquor is now averaging about $20,000 a month in sales, and the company hopes to be profitable by this summer. And by the way, some of the folks on our team have actually sampled the deodorant, and they say it works and smells pretty great, kind of like a very clean neighborhood bar. But to be clear, it is not drinkable.
So don't drink it. For the same reason nobody drinks their hand sanitizer, nobody should drink their deodorant.
That's Jason Foyt and his wife Erica. They're the co-founders of Pit Liquor Deodorant. If you want to find out more about the company or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.